What if everything we're doing to prepare our children for success is missing the mark? While we obsess over test scores and college admissions, the job market our children will enter doesn't even exist yet. Half of today's occupations may vanish within a decade, replaced by roles we can't imagine. This realization drove developmental psychologist Richard Renda and entrepreneur Jen Lask to ask a more fundamental question. What capabilities will help children not just survive, but flourish in radical uncertainty? Their answer challenges conventional parenting wisdom. Success won't come from cramming more academics into childhood or building the perfect resume. Instead, it emerges from 7 interconnected skills that transform children into adaptable, resilient creators of their own opportunities. Skills that span how we think, who we are, and how we connect with others. Think about the most successful people you know. They probably aren't just smart, they're curious explorers who spot opportunities others miss, persist through setbacks with optimism, work diligently toward goals, and genuinely connect with people. These patterns aren't accidents. Through extensive research and interviews with successful entrepreneurs, a clear picture emerged. Thriving adults possess 2 cognitive skills, exploration and innovation, 3 personal qualities, optimism, opportunity seeking, and industriousness, and 2 social abilities, likability and serving others. What makes this framework revolutionary is its holistic nature. Academic brilliance means little without the optimism to persevere through inevitable failures. Creative thinking goes nowhere without the industriousness to execute ideas. Social skills, without genuine service orientation, create shallow networkers rather than trusted collaborators. These 7 skills work together like instruments in an orchestra, each valuable alone, but transformative in concert. The World Economic Forum consistently identifies these as essential 21st century competencies, yet our education system rarely teaches them directly. Babies are extraordinary learning machines, recognizing voices and seeking stimuli calibrated to their developing brains. Yet childhood has transformed disturbingly. Free playtime has plummeted over 2 decades, with many schools offering just 20 minutes of recess, despite research showing more play correlates with better academic performance. Kindergartens now drill academic skills, contradicting evidence that young children learn best through self-directed exploration. Parental anxiety drives this shift, eliminating the unproductive exploration that builds cognitive flexibility. Research on openness to experience reveals this trait strongly predicts success across fields, with entrepreneurs scoring significantly higher than managers. While genetics contribute half, parents can actively cultivate exploratory tendencies. Innovation means applying knowledge to solve problems in novel ways. Google shifted hiring to favor learning ability, processing information, and connecting disparate concepts over technical skills or prestigious degrees. Knowledge becomes obsolete. Adaptability remains valuable forever. Parents can foster innovation through exposure to diverse fields and allowing pursuit of interests without predetermined outcomes. 2 approaches particularly enhance innovative thinking, letting children deconstruct and reconstruct objects, and arts exposure. Research shows honors STEM graduates are 3 to 10 times more likely involved in arts. Einstein's breakthroughs came from visualizing concepts, riding light beams, falling elevators, demonstrating how artistic thinking enables scientific innovation. Optimism isn't naive positivity. It's a powerful force shaping success. Swedish research shows entrepreneurs maintain positive outlooks that better match economic reality. John Jacobs, who co-founded the 100 million Life is Good brand, grew up in chaos with 6 kids and limited means. His mother created a positive climate by focusing on laughter rather than problems, helping the brothers persevere through 5 difficult years before their breakthrough. Genetics account for only 27 through 47% of optimism in women and 8 to 19% in men. A landmark study tracked 267 babies from birth through first grade, revealing parenting style could transform disposition regardless of innate temperament. Cranky babies receiving warm, supportive parenting developed positive relationships, while easygoing babies exposed to maternal negativity developed contentious ones. Successful entrepreneurs aren't reckless gamblers. Research by Mako and Tishka found entrepreneurs took more risks when they had information to guide choices. They're calculated risk takers who evaluate situations and manage outcomes. The goal is raising opportunity seekers, a fourth grader raising her hand despite uncertainty, an eighth grader auditioning without acting experience. Fostering opportunity seeking begins through secure attachment, allowing children to explore confidently. As children grow, the hands-off, eyes-on approach becomes crucial, watching without constantly intervening. Dr. Carol Dweck's research shows children develop either a fixed mindset, believing qualities are unalterable, or a growth mindset, believing effort shapes achievement. Praising efforts rather than traits cultivates the growth mindset, propelling children to embrace challenges without fear. Entrepreneurs don't fear failure because they define it differently. The only real failure is not trying. Entrepreneurs seek applicants with diligence and grit, people who are self-sufficient and responsible. Golnar Khosrowshahi argues an entitled mindset prevents success because mastering fundamentals through entry-level work builds expertise. Longitudinal studies show performing household tasks in early childhood strongly predicts positive adjustment and later success. Forcing chores through parental authority teaches compliance, not self-sufficiency. Make tasks appealing by transforming have to do into want to do. Sing, dance, or play music while working. Better yet, do chores together, creating social experiences and modeling that caretaking isn't all drudgery. Nick Cirillo worked in his father's construction company from age 10, discovering that unglamorous tasks build a can-do mindset where hard work drives achievement. Early paid or volunteer jobs help teens see tangible work products, offering responsibility and internal motivation. Academic work offers extraordinary opportunities to develop strong work ethics, but helicopter parenting undermines this by completing school projects for children. Show interest in schoolwork content, not just grades. Encourage conversational discussion about what they find confusing or interesting, rather than doing homework for them. These approaches teach that effort matters and persistent work improves circumstances, lessons translating directly into entrepreneurial success. A 20-year study found childhood social competence with peers predicted adult success. High social competence led to successful work histories, while peer problems signaled future difficulties. Importantly, likability differs from popularity. Likeable children are perceived as good eggs, regardless of temperament. Collaboration begins through everyday activities. When parents involve toddlers in grocery shopping by discussing items and letting them help, they transform potential battles into team efforts. Conflict resolution develops through authoritative parenting, high warmth with firm management. These parents model self-regulation during conflicts, explain reasons behind rules, and listen to children's perspectives, teaching that disagreements resolve through respectful dialogue. Teacher Paul Barnwell calls conversation the single most overlooked skill we fail to teach. Family dinners provide crucial opportunities. Each additional weekly dinner correlates with fewer emotional problems and more pro-social behaviors. Children learn to articulate thoughts, listen actively, and engage in exchanges that build connection. The ultimate entrepreneurial skill is serving others. Praising children for being helpers rather than helping develops their self-concept as inherently giving people. Dr. Adam Grant's research reveals that givers, people who fundamentally enjoy helping others, often achieve substantial success. When children learn their greatest satisfaction comes from contributing to others' well-being, they develop the service orientation that transforms entrepreneurial ventures into meaningful value creation. The future belongs to children who can explore freely, innovate boldly, persist optimistically, seek opportunities courageously, work industriously, connect authentically, and serve genuinely. These seven skills naturally interconnect, Exploration leads to innovation, optimism and opportunity-seeking fuel both, industriousness translates optimism into action, and most efforts require collaboration. The goal isn't transforming weaknesses into strengths, but enhancing each skill within natural inclinations. Parents should aim for a sweet zone, supporting without smothering, or rescuing children from every difficulty while remaining emotionally available when genuinely needed. In today's testing-obsessed culture, parents feel pressure to prepare children for success measured by grades and scores. Yet the essential skills fostered by parents aren't captured by standardized tests. The best way to give children an edge is investing in their cognitive, personal, and social skills, equipping them to navigate real-world challenges and define success on their own terms. In our uncertain world, developing can-do kids represents the most valuable investment parents can make, not because it guarantees specific outcomes, but because it prepares them to create opportunities regardless of what tomorrow brings. The 7 entrepreneurial skills provide a framework for raising children who thrive amid uncertainty, adapt to change, and find meaning through contribution rather than mere achievement. These skills compound powerfully. Curiosity fuels innovation. Innovative thinking combined with optimism reveals opportunities where others see obstacles. Industriousness executes ideas, while social skills enable collaboration. Each skill amplifies the others, creating a virtuous cycle of capability. This approach requires swimming against cultural currents, protecting unstructured play when schools eliminate recess, encouraging calculated risks when other parents bubble wrap their children, assigning real responsibilities when peers receive participation trophies. Children who develop these skills become adaptable, resilient adults capable of creating meaningful lives. Whether they launch businesses, lead organizations, create art, or raise families, these skills provide the foundation for purpose and fulfillment. In a world where the only certainty is change, giving your children these capabilities represents the greatest gift, not a predetermined future, but the tools to build whatever future they choose.